Welcome to the Ultimate Insurance Agency Podcast, Planet of the Agents.
Planet of the Agents.
Where we give you the...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Planet of the Agents, your favorite insurance agency podcast. I am your host, Dave Baker. As always, if you'd like to contact me, you can reach me by going to planetoftheagents.com and clicking the contact button. I welcome your comments, your show suggestions, and some of the witty things that many of you like to send me. I can't tell you how fun it is to get messages from all of you. Now, if it's your first time on the show listening to this episode, well, no matter where you're listening, whether it's YouTube, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, make sure that you're subscribed. Get those downloads. Get those notifications. There might be a bell for you to click, a plus sign. And you know what? If there's a little heart or a thumbs up, I'd appreciate that too. But what I really love is your comments. Okay. This is a little bit of a different episode today. I would like to talk about positivity. This is something I've mentioned recently a few times. And why do I bring this up? It's because I do have the pleasure of talking to many people in the insurance industry, a lot of whom are retail agents out there in the field. Some of you out there on the phones and on the internet, but still working with the retail consumer searching for insurance. And unfortunately, right now, the trend continues from what I heard in 2023, which is a bit of negativity. Now listen, I understand. Rates are changing. You're dealing with a lot of customer service. You're trying to explain to people how it's possible that rebuilding something costs more and why their property rates are up. You're trying to explain to people that a bumper doesn't cost $150 anymore and you can't just take it to the local shop for one day. Now it might cost $3,000 because it has a bunch of sensors in it and parts have gone up and there's all these issues. Okay, that's okay. That's part of the job. We deal with it. So first thing I want to do is I want to read you the first result I got when I Googled, why is being a property and casualty insurance agent a good job? Let's see what the answer was. And this answer comes to us from Google, which pulled it from LinkedIn. I'm going to read you this paragraph. It's from 2022. The industry of property and casualty insurance has an enticing income and benefits package to people seeking new jobs. Along with lucrative pay, many of the property and casualty insurance companies offer a range of benefits such as medical insurance, retirement plan, and financial aid to help with education. Now, that's not what I Googled, right? I Googled being an insurance agent. So you might not have all of the same things in your business, but I will say that quite a few of you that I talk to, for as much as you complain, you should appreciate your income. Now, there's another thing I Googled, and this is an average number, and that is, what is the average income? Let's do it again right now. Let's refresh it together. What is the average income of an independent property and casualty insurance agent? Okay. I want to make sure that I'm not out of date. Maybe it's changed in the last 5 minutes. Nope. Wow. The answer changed a few dollars. Mine, of course, came up with Las Vegas, Nevada, because that's where I'm broadcasting to you from today. And it says the average as of March 22nd, 2024, that's not today, that is in the past, the average annual pay for a property casualty insurance agent in Las Vegas is $42,545 a year. Let's see what happens if I change that to New York. I'm just guessing that the salaries are higher in a place like that. Oh, it was bumped up. The average salary is $50,927. So, okay, that's the average. Now, I'm going to rattle off a few more states because I find this particularly interesting. And just so you know, I chose New York because I consider that an expensive state, obviously, as compared to where I live. I have lived in another state that's quite expensive. But New York did come up as the top. Vermont, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Washington. The lowest state that appears on this list is Arkansas, which is $36,835, and Florida at $37,780. I'm going to guess that's not agents who live in Miami, Florida, or any of the places I've seen, like West Palm Beach, Boca, and all those places where I'm pretty sure that that would not be a high average salary. But that's just what the internet tells me. And obviously, it pulls this data from different places. This came up from ZipRecruiter, by the way, in case you're wondering. But those of you I talk to, you're doing much better than the average. And that's why this episode, part of it is going to be about affirmations for working in the insurance industry. What are affirmations? Well, They are things that you can tell yourself to help you realize how great your life really is. And these can be used in obviously different parts of your life, but since this is an insurance agent's show, that's what I'm going to use it for. There was once a person in my life, a very special person, who told me when I wasn't feeling so great about the business or just about how the business was affecting life, that I should say some affirmations. I should remind myself of the great things. And you know what? It worked. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. It worked. It literally made me feel better. And sure, maybe it was situational, but if I kept doing it, guess what happened? When I kept doing it over and over, I'd wake up and say, wow, I'm so lucky. Let's say some of them together, everybody. Wow, I'm so lucky I have this career in insurance. And then I would tell myself why. And that's what I want to talk to you about in this episode. So let's talk about some of the things that make us so lucky to be working here in the insurance industry. One of them is stability. I'm a big fan of stability. And having gone through 2020, which was one of the most unique times in my life, if not most unique, I was a little bit concerned. I kept thinking, oh no, what's going to happen? We're going to lose all our customers. Well, guess what? That's not what happened. Actually, business wasn't so shabby. It was pretty good, and it was stable. And the phone kept ringing. People kept calling. People kept emailing. How lucky were we? Now, I know I use the word lucky, and some of you are going to say that you work very hard. And yes, I appreciate that. And the harder you work, the luckier you get. I didn't invent that expression, but I understand the concept. So I know that many of you work very hard. I know some of you work 12 hours a day. One of my friends works so hard for his family. He works just nonstop. He'll work on Saturday and Sunday, and he just really puts his time in. And I remind him the same thing. Think about how lucky you are. So one reason we're really lucky to work in this business is stability. It seems to be that people need insurance, whether it's property insurance, auto insurance, motorcycle insurance, boat insurance, anyone who takes a loan on a power sports toy, an ATV, a slingshot, a golf cart, people who buy commercial buildings, they need insurance. People who rent space, they need general liability insurance to satisfy their landlord. They probably need a lot of other coverages too, depending on their business type. Some have contractual obligations. Think about that. How lucky are you that you work in a business where people constantly need your product? I think it's amazing. Number two reason I think we're lucky is that we don't have to have physical inventory. Imagine if you ran a restaurant and your business was closed for a few months for some reason, or the power went out and the food went bad. Yes, I know there's a coverage such as temperature change. Know how I could work a joke in there, but the reality is we're fortunate that we work in an industry that does not have a physical product that we have to maintain. So what does that mean? Well, that's going to take me to item number three. Many of you that are now working from home could actually work from anywhere. Now, I understand that you have families or other obligations. Some of you do, and some of you don't. Some of you have told me that you've been working from Mexico in a resort town. I thought that was pretty cool. One person told me that he had worked from Thailand for a while. Now, that's quite a time zone difference, so he would be working in the evening. I thought that was a little stressful. I've heard people tell me that they sold a policy while they were in Costa Rica, and they thought to themselves, well, why just stay here on vacation when I can stay here for a really long time? I haven't been there, but I heard it's awesome, and it looks quite beautiful, by the way. So that's another reason to be happy, right? So that's going to be number three, is that you have the ability to work from anywhere in many cases. I understand some of you still have retail locations. One of my dearest friends has a location. I often tell him he should move out to Las Vegas, have some fun, we'll have a great life out here, and he can hang out and after work, or we can work in the same vicinity and kind of, you know, share the energy, because I love the shared energy of working next to my fellow insurance people. But he reminds me that he has a retail location where customers still walk in. Now, personally, I'm not sure that is going to be the case in the future, but who knows? We will see. Okay, so let's talk about another reason you're so lucky to work in the insurance industry. And that is, do you want to guess what it is? I call it unlimited earnings potential. Not all of you, but many of you most likely work on commission. And what that means is you have the ability to earn more money. Sometimes when someone tells me about a struggle, not in the insurance business, someone with a normal job, they'll say something like, they need to make more money. And I'll say, okay, well, just do more, sell more, work harder, whatever the thing is that they do. And they say, well, that doesn't affect me. And that reminds me that they don't work on commission, so they don't have the unlimited potential. I can say from my own experience, if I was willing to work 7 days a week for 12 hours a day, which I have done in my lifetime, but at this point I don't desire to do that, I believe I could actually make more money. If I was to call more people, speak with more agents, work with more people, I could really kick it up a notch. But at this exact moment, that's not my desire, but you can do that, right? Again, how lucky are you that you have the ability to grow based on your own production? I think that is so wonderful. Instead of having to necessarily depend on somebody else to wait for a salary increase or a raise, things like that, it's shocking that you have this amazing, amazing ability. You're so lucky. So I want you to keep that in mind. Now, I know not all of you can do that. And some of you don't even want to work on commission. You just want to work in customer service. You want to work in a managerial role, different roles, which I understand. But for those of you who do work on commission, you have so much opportunity. The next thing that I think is really great about the industry is that we can do some continued personal development in the business. I have a bit of a thirst for knowledge. I know not everyone does, but if you do and you appreciate it, there's so much you can learn. So you can learn not just about how to do sales and sales strategies. That's one thing. But then you can also learn about the products, get a deep understanding of the insurance policies, learn about different types of insurance policies that you need. I mean, there are so many little opportunities there. There are more opportunities you might even know. So if you're sitting around thinking, I don't like exactly what I'm doing. I like the insurance industry, but I don't like what I'm selling. I don't like the product. Maybe you sell life insurance. You want to try P&C. Maybe you sell some version of property and casualty insurance right now. You're focused on, say, power sports. You want to go to commercial. There's so many opportunities. And there's so many industries that you can tap into. So many networking opportunities. When I go to a networking event, so many people will tell me about their insurance issues, but also that they simply need insurance. Again, you have unlimited opportunity. Now, why do these things matter? Okay, there's a few reasons. One, I do hear some negativity, and I have been able to hopefully inspire a few people to feel more positive. Why is that good? Well, logically, that can help reduce stress, right? When we're happier, hopefully we feel less stressed. I think that I do. I also notice when I get a great night's sleep, I do better during the day. Additionally, I actually think, and this is just an opinion, I don't have scientific evidence, that when you're happy, it makes you a better salesperson. It makes you enjoy your career. It makes you enjoy your job. But it also makes you potentially better at your job. If any of you out there are psychologists and have studied anything like this, send me a message on planetoftheagents.com. I really want to know, because when I'm super happy, like tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to look outside, hopefully the sun will be out and be shining, and I'm going to say, wow, I can't believe I get to do this again today, I'm so lucky, and I'm going to go to work, and I am going to crush it, okay? And I want you all to do the same things. And I find that the happier I am, or you might be in your career, it might, you know, help you improve your sales, improve your daily attitude, make the day go by faster, if that's what you want, and it also makes you proud of what you do. I'm proud of what I do. And I think you should be proud of what you do. You can really help people with insurance. It's amazing how much it helps people in their time of need. And it's not just the claims, payouts, and things like that. A lot of companies offer some really useful resources. Now, this is a very small thing, but one of my carriers has some sort of discounts. And I think I got a discount on some clothing because I looked at the discounts that they had. I thought, wow, I wasn't expecting this. There's a discount app, and I got some discounts on that just because I work with the company. And I thought, you know, that's pretty unique. The last thing is something that I think is really important because I'm a people person, and I know a lot of you are. A lot of you are social beings, and that is the people who work in the industry with us. I am so thankful for that. My best friends come from the industry. How shall I say, most significant romantic relationship I ever had in my life also came from the insurance industry. And I was very fortunate to have that experience. But before I get emotional when I talk, I'll say that the people that I've met in the business are incredible friends. And I get to go to conventions and see some people every year. There are people that I literally only know from the conventions. I see them at the trade show, and then sometimes I'll see them dancing afterwards, or I'll see them when we go to dinners together and when we have fun together. And then I see them every year. And every year I look forward to those trade shows. And if you've watched my YouTube show or listened to my episode about convention season, you know that I absolutely love the trade shows, love those experiences and things like that. So the people really bring something awesome to this industry. Now, I don't know as many people who work in the life and health side of the insurance industry, but I know a lot of people in property and casualty, and I have to say that there are some really quality relationships that you can form there, great friendships, and we can also share ideas because we're not really competing with each other. Ultimately, I think a lot of you are probably competing with direct writers. You're not competing with the other agent down the street unless maybe you live in a small town. And every time I drive through a small town and I see five or six insurance agents within three blocks of each other, I think, oh, that's different. I actually just went to a convention out in Fort Mojave, Arizona, and just driving down the street from Laughlin to Bullhead City, I can't tell you how many agencies I saw, and I was shocked. But I was wondering if they were all friends and how it worked. But when we got to the event, everyone was just sitting around together talking and laughing and having fun. Isn't that the best? Because that's what it's all about. Living a good life, having fun. And you know what? Insurance offers you and affords you an incredible opportunity. So I wanted to make this episode for personal reasons and because I want to see all of you with a smile on your face after you listen to this episode and again tomorrow and again the next day and every day that you go to work in insurance because we are really lucky to have this career. So thank you so much for joining me on this personal episode of the show. As a reminder, you can always reach out to me on planetoftheagents.com. And also, I am enhancing the agency resources section, which you can find in the menu, where you'll have access to things like some discounts for agent services that you might need. You'll find some access to getting appointments now. This is something new that I'm adding to that section. The best way to do it is to just sign up for the newsletter and get my announcements. And you can also join the website currently for free. I don't have any intention of doing anything else with it right now. So you just join and you can get access to the agency resources section. All right, everybody, thank you so much. And I will have another episode of the show coming out for you very soon where I have a guest on the show. And I'm very excited because we are going to talk to someone who is a representative from an insurance carrier. Get excited for insurance. Tomorrow is going to be one of the best days in the business for you. All right, let's all have each other's backs, everyone. This is Dave Baker from Planet of the Agents, signing off until the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Planet of the Agents. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And head over to our website at planetoftheagents.com to sign up for our newsletter and get even more information on how to grow your insurance agency. Thanks for listening to Planet.